What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 27th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot really going on here. The Kavanaugh hearings. Christine Ford did show up to testify. It's a real circus, and we're going to be talking a lot about that. Meanwhile, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations here. So, again, the hearing got underway today. The Democrats were all smiling and laughing, and they just thought it was going to be a fun old time today. And the Judiciary Committee did not accede to Ford's request that Kavanaugh testify first. They let her make her claims first, and Kavanaugh is now in the process of responding. And the Democrats are not going easy on him at all. They're still desperate to derail this whole situation. But for those of you trying to catch up, here's a quick summary of Christine Ford's testimony. I don't recall. I don't remember. I assumed. I'm a little slower. My mind is a little tired. And basically, there wasn't really a lot of substance there. But she's sitting there with her lawyer, and rather interestingly, there's a video of Sheila Jackson Lee passing an envelope of some kind to Christine Ford's attorney, which he very quickly puts into his inside coat pocket. So it's not a note, or he would have opened it and read it. So that right there is very suspicious. Christine Ford herself started out her interview giggling and asking for coffee. Apparently, her whole issue was the trauma of it all, how Kavanaugh's assault drastically altered her life and changed her forever, and just really playing up the bathos of the whole thing, and playing to the gallery of the Democrats and the liberals who are out there. They're out there for Ford's. They're Kavanaugh's blood, rather. Interestingly enough, do you remember when they were trying to delay this hearing, delay, and one of the excuses was that Christine Ford wanted to drive to Washington, D.C. because she's afraid of flying, and yet, under oath, before the Senate Judiciary Committee, admitted that she flies a lot. She's a jet setter. Again, her credit, she's not trustworthy. She's absolutely not trustworthy. And I think a lot of people already came to that conclusion here. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Apparently, another individual has come forward saying that he is the one that had the encounter with Christine Ford all the way back there in 1982, and that she may have mistaken him for Kavanaugh. And remember, there was a little while ago where there were these two yearbook pictures of these two kids. One was Kavanaugh and the other one looked just like him. And apparently the Senate Judiciary Committee have now interviewed him and also one other guy. So there's now two saying that they were the ones who may have had the encounter with Christine Ford rather than Kavanaugh, and that her memory, which she admits is not all that great, she may have misidentified him. Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch is out there saying he'd love to find out just how Senator Feinstein handled the Kavanaugh information, especially now that the unredacted memo has been denounced as a fake. But unfortunately, the Freedom of Information Act, for some reason, does not apply to Congress. And Fitton is saying that may be due for a change, because corruption thrives on secrecy, and that certainly is true with the United States Congress here. Now, the other day, of course, we were talking about how Christine Ford supposedly passed a polygraph test that was administered in Maryland, and she flew in for that, by the way, And I mentioned that polygraphs are notoriously unreliable. They are not admissible evidence in a court of law for that reason. And very often, the operator can skew the results one way or the other. And it turns out that the man who administered Christine Ford's polygraph, Jeremiah Hanifin, is a hardcore liberal. And basically, when it was all over, submitted a memo saying, I think she's telling the truth. That's basically it. Now, Christine Ford named four witnesses that she claimed would back up the alleged assault. All of them have now basically said no, that they have no information about it. The latest one is named Kaiser, Ingram, Leland Ingham Kaiser. That's actually the attorney representing the former classmate, says the client does not know Mr. Kavanaugh, and she has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present, with or without Christine Ford. So this is now the fourth person cited as a witness to support Christine Ford who has now said no. It didn't happen. They have no knowledge that it happened. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Then, of course, we have the second accuser, Ramirez. That story was particularly shaky. It was run by the New Yorker anyway in what is clearly journalistic malfeasance. There was no substance to the story. She admits she's got memory gaps. She wasn't sure about this. She wasn't sure about that. And the story, of course, Ramirez was out there saying that she thinks it was Kavanaugh who exposed his male private parts to her at a party. And she's been encouraged to go along with the story. And it strikes me as a little bit odd when you look at the liberal mindset, because when a man shows his male private parts in a living room, it's sexual assault. But when he does it in the ladies' room, it's tolerance. So another little double standard here. All right, we're going to do a quick phone call here from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I've been watching this whole thing with Ford and Kavanaugh, even though Kavanaugh just started. And Ford is, I mean, she was, Mike, I mean, did you notice she was like ready to tear up, but she didn't tear, and then a couple minutes later she's giggling. It's a joke. I mean,
She was trying to cry. I mean, you know, I've worked in show business. I've done acting. I've coached actors. I know how that works. She was trying to bring tears up, and she couldn't quite get there.
Mike, remember that the school shooting? What was it? The one where the father came out, and then before, you know, he warmed up before he did the
whole... Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, that was at Sandy Hook. Where the guy comes out of the building for his news conference and he's laughing and he's joking and everything. He says, okay, give me a second. And just, and he goes down into this thing about, I've been traumatized by the loss of my child. And that video in and of itself basically showed that the whole thing was just a fake.
But the whole thing, Mike, it shows you what's capable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like what these people can pull off, if they have the amount of resources. They can find anybody to come up with any allegation they want, Mike. And how do you disprove it? 36 years later, my God. I mean, come on now. Can you remember having one beer 36 years ago? Give me a freaking break. Come on. You know?
Yeah. There are memorable things that happen in your life that you do remember. Okay, and I think being assaulted would definitely qualify as one of them, but we have these accusers who are saying they're fuzzy on the details, they're not sure, they don't remember. I mean, Ford said she didn't remember where it happened, exactly when it happened, but she's pretty sure it was Kavanaugh. Now, of course, we've got these other two guys saying, you know, it might have been us. I guess Christine Ford was a bit of a party girl.
But yeah, I mean, popping open a Heineken or a Coors Light is not a real... I mean, how do you remember one beer... You know, at that particular party when she was 15, and, you know, she didn't even have a car, so she was driven. I mean, the whole thing smells because it's bull. It's bull. It's a setup. It's a it's a trap. You know, and like I said the other day, they'll have more lined up because this is what it's about. This is all politics, Mike. Plain and simple politics, and not about honesty and trustworthy. There's no dignity, honor anymore in this country, Mike. I mean, it's very few.
No, it's from the liberal point of view, it's win at all cost.
And that's all I got to say, Mike. I wanted to talk about Syria, but I'll call in tomorrow about that.
Okay, that'll be fine. I mean, a lot going on over in Syria.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here. Now then, we have the third accuser against Brett Kavanaugh. This is the one who claimed that she was a witness to Brett Kavanaugh and his friends drugging girls at parties in order to set them up for gang rapes. I mean, the allegations get more and more sensational. And I guess the theory was they'd be so shocking, people would say, it must be true. You know, the big lie strategy. The more shocking a lie is, the more people tend to believe it. But apparently, her estranged father is saying he's shocked by the allegations. Apparently, she never told anybody about any of this until it came up just now. So this is Julie Swetnick, who's 55. And it turns out that she has a history of money troubles. She's been in serious financial trouble. Recently, it seems to have rather mysteriously cleared up here. But a guy who claims he grew up near her family says that she is a delusional whack job. And apparently she had substance abuse issues as well. In fact, she is potentially violent because for a while she was dating this guy. And then he broke it up. And she just went ballistic on him. The boyfriend was Richard Vinici, who told Politico that the two had dated for 4 years and then they broke up. And he had to file a restraining order on her because she was threatening his family. After he got married, she was threatening his wife and threatening to harm his baby. So this does not sound like somebody who's particularly stable here. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Fred in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Fred, are you there? I'm not hearing Fred in Michigan. Do we have a technical issue? Oh, he dropped. All right, fine. Over at again, the Judiciary Committee, apparently 60 of the people who went to high school with Kavanaugh have now signed a letter saying they don't even know this Julie Swetnick, that they don't even think she actually went to high school there. And don't forget, there is a big hole in her story. She claims that all these train gang rapes were taking place in 81 and 82. She graduated high school in 1980. I think it's time somebody checked the yearbooks on this one. But 60 of Kavanaugh's classmates are saying they have nothing to back up any of this stuff. And in a last-ditch effort, and it shows the desperation of the liberals, late yesterday, they came up with a fourth accuser. And this was an anonymous complaint sent to Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado. And it claims that Kavanaugh physically assaulted a woman in 1998. And they're saying that they'd both been drinking and he pushed her up against the wall and rubbed himself against her. But the sender of the complaint wants to remain anonymous. The person to whom the assault supposedly happened wants to remain anonymous. There were plenty of witnesses, but they all want to remain anonymous. So you have an anonymous accuser claiming to represent an anonymous victim and anonymous witnesses. Next, they're going to come up with an accusation that Kavanaugh likes to put hamsters in the microwave oven. We're going to go back to the phones here to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the circus, that reminds me of that Abbott and Costello, who's on first? Nobody's seen. This is quite amusing, but actually very serious. But, you know, the thing I have to say about this whole idea of testifying, would be the assumption that you would have some clear, concrete evidence, some proof to back up the accusation and allegation, which she does not. So, you know, Dianne Feinstein's talking about an investigation by the FBI. Well, we've had five or six already on him. Prior to becoming a nominee, he's been checked out, cleared, no problems there. But this is dangerous precedent we're being exposed to here in the future. If this is pulled off, there clearly is a war on all men, because a finger can always be pointed that a man did something. Of course, it's a false accusation. And benefit of doubt always goes to the female victim, supposedly. And this is very dangerous territory we're heading into. And it's way outside. It's not even part of the rule of law. It's outside the rule of law, but the Democrats appear to be rewriting law, and that the accuser is always to be taking 100%, especially if it's a female. She's
yes.
She's concrete solid as evidence, and this is not right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole Democratic push on this is there is no presumption of innocence when you're talking about these kind of crimes. Sexual assault is such a terrible thing that even innocence cannot be used as a defense. But there's nothing new about that. We went through this once before back in the 1990s with the militant feminist male bash rape hysteria. And a lot of innocent men had their lives ruined. Some went to prison. And it really did get out of control, and it was a terrible witch hunt. And when it all fell apart and collapsed, the people who were really most harmed by it were the real victims of rape, because police departments had been so sued by all these innocently prosecuted men. They started pulling back and saying, we don't want to listen. You know, we got burned the last time that we listened to a rape victim. But the feminists' leadership really didn't care about ordinary women. They were just there to make their political gain. And now they're trying to bring it back here. You've got people like Dianne Feinstein and Mazie Hirono are out there saying that, no, you know, women always tell the truth, and they should be believed, and men are always going to lie, and you shouldn't listen to Kavanaugh, which is why I said the other day, you know, all Kavanaugh has to say is, I identify as a woman, and then the liberals will say, oh, well, he's got to be telling the truth when he says it didn't happen. I mean, that's how silly all of this has become.
Yeah, it really is. I saw Jimmy Kimmel, of course, he's siding with the left there, the Me Toos, and that he should have it cut off. I mean, this is ridiculous. Again, accusations, allegations, or rumors, not concrete proof. It would be thrown out of court of law. If it's thrown out of court of law, we shouldn't even be hearing this woman, and this thing is quite the circus. If you're a Seinfeld fan, and I was a huge Seinfeld fan back in the day, as far as the polygraph test goes, George Costanza would tell you, you can pass them. It's not a lie if you believe it. And I do believe that's true.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And the phone lines are open again here. Somebody did a study over the last 12 days since Dianne Feinstein publicly announced that she had this allegation against Kavanaugh regarding sexual assault. And somebody basically tallied up the news coverage. And the major corporate media spent the vast majority of their time on the allegations themselves and very little on Kavanaugh's denials and the lack of corroboration for any of the accusers' accounts. They spent basically nearly 6 hours. Oh, he's been accused. He's been accused. Oh, it's a terrible thing. He's been accused. Well, he's denying it. Well, we don't need to report that. We'll stick it in, you know, after the weather report or something like that. So it is a huge, huge circus. And apparently, they've just come back from recess, and Kavanaugh now has his turn at bat. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the let me just finish this up. I just got an email from somebody up in Canada basically saying if they hear the name Kavanaugh one more time, they're just going to freak out. And basically saying the same thing that I was saying, I think it was last week. We're being conditized. We're seeing this run up to a major military confrontation someplace in the Middle East, and it's just absolutely not on the screens of America's corporate media, not at all. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls here. Miles in Maine, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I agree with what you just said about we're being diverted here, but I wanted to comment on this Kavanaugh thing. You know, here's the thing that I look at. In the worst case scenario, so what? You go ahead, you confirm Kavanaugh. If you have a lawsuit, you bring Iannotti or whoever he is and these other three. She's got all the legal clowns she needs. Then you go ahead, you sue him, you impeach him, you charge him with perjury. And you put him in jail. You got a clear-cut case if you can prove it. So why sit here and prove it to the Senate, which is beyond their, you know, venue? And if this is just a crazy media stunt.
Well, it's politics. I mean, none of this stuff that has been brought up would stand up either in a criminal court or a civil proceeding. That's just the hard fact. There's nothing to back it up. The Democrats are screaming FBI investigation, FBI investigation. They want to stall this. They want to hold off the final vote on the confirmation until after the November elections. And if they seize control of the Senate, then they'll stall it until after the first of the year. So they're going to fight this thing tooth and nail. But the reality is, again, these cases are flimsy on the face of them. They've got absolutely nothing to go on. The FBI has already said they're not going to investigate it. First of all, for two reasons. They've got nothing to go on. You know, they've got some faulty memories of something that happened 36 years ago. There were no police reports filed. There are no corroborating witnesses. There's no physical evidence. And because none of these actions involved the crossing of state lines, technically it's not FBI jurisdiction in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the only thing, the only part that concerns me is the Republicans are making themselves look so weak to keep capitulating to this stuff with the midterm elections, and it makes somebody who would ordinarily want to support them say, my God, if they're this weak on something like this, how are we ever going to get their heads turned on foreign policy or anything else? So anyway, thank you very much, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. I think the GOP's strategy is that they want to at least give the appearance of working with the Democrats on this. So the Democrats can't campaign on the GOP was obstructing us when we were doing our due diligence on Kavanaugh. But I think you're right. I think a lot of people are seeing that this has gone on way too long. The Republicans should have put a stop to this a long, long time ago. And I think even Rush Limbaugh the other day was out there saying that if the GOP does not confirm Kavanaugh, they will take a clubbing in the midterms. So thank you for the phone call, Miles. We're going to let you go and switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Nui Nui.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Nui Nui. Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for taking my phone call, and I want to ask you a question. We are here in this world and the sun. I want to know if you know this, and if your audience know this, how many times does the Earth fit into the sun? So how many Earths can fit into the sun?
Well, it's a lot. I don't recall the number off the top of my head. It's been a lot of years since I actually worked as an astronomer.
1.3 million times.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's okay, yeah. Anyway, the midterm elections and what we're seeing now is happening also in Syria. And so all things come together. And I want to say to you, Trump does do good business. I see this when I see Nikki Haley and all those people behind him and the new, what is it, Kavanaugh. Let it be. It's going to a right direction, because I see something happening in the United States, also in Europe. And Europe is also now with the so-called Brexit. It's another PR stunt. We know that, but the Brexit and everything. I see it going into a positive way. So I don't see. How do we call it? A conflict. Okay, Israel did some, again, well, Israel, okay. Again, they messed it up. They're trying to get the needle in there, you know, they're poking. But it doesn't work that way anymore nowadays, because we are in a front for a multi... a multiversion, not an
okay. Errol?
Errol,
I need to put you on pause. I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials.
Okay.
Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Errol in the Netherlands, and we're talking about, well, a lot of different things. Obviously, Kavanaugh is uppermost in the news, but as Errol and also the email writer from Canada pointed out, there are things going on which are being withheld from us. They don't want the American people thinking about what's going on between Israel, Russia, Syria, China. The whole world is definitely edging toward a hot war. And we should all be paying attention, and we should be very, very concerned.
Yeah, we could be concerned, of course. But I think personally, when we see this with Kavanaugh and everything, you know, this is an, I call it a sideshow. It's a sideshow because they messed up in Syria, they messed up in the whole Middle East. You can say what you want to say, but that's the fact. They messed up.
Yes.
And it's a sideshow. And anyways, there are midterm elections coming in America. So that's very interesting to see. Also, what you now see here in Europe with Angela Merkel. Now, I think today was Erdogan, President Erdogan from Turkey, went to Germany. And my mother said to me, she said, she's also 81 years old, my mother. And she said to me, yeah, Erdogan said to Merkel that she's Hitler. So I was like, oh my, get over this, man, come on, you know. But I didn't say that like this. I said, this is all illusion, you know. And they messed up. The West messed
they
up.
They did.
The West messed so up. And you see now a deflection, also in media. They want to point you away from the real stuff that's happening. We finance the terrorists. We finance them. We created them. And now it's life of, oh, I don't see that. I haven't seen that, you know. Like, oh, I didn't do it. It's not my bad, you know. And all that, la, 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 la. Anyways, Mike, thank you for taking my call. I wish you a good day, and Claire also. The best to you.
All right, well, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go and switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Wow, it's not every day I get to follow a happy, mildly drunk Dutchman. That's interesting.
I don't think he's inebriated.
Okay, just conjecturing there. Okay, now, in this whole process going on with Kavanaugh, it's kind of astounding to watch the media, the news. I mean, the news media are conducting a trial in the media of Kavanaugh. The man's not on trial. The man's up for nomination for one of the highest offices in the land. So that, and what the comedians are saying, and what these accusers are saying, all are lying. And I think there's a question in a lot of people's minds, how in the world can they bring themselves to do this? And there's a very concrete answer to that. This is normally something I would discuss, you know, with Chris Hinckley on his program, where we wax a little more philosophical. And I really want to make this point, and I know most people have very little tolerance for philosophy. It's like religion and politics. You don't talk about it in parties, and it's a bunch of wordy, airy, fairy, inapplicable stuff. But in ethics is one of the disciplines of philosophy. And two of the great divide in ethics is between what's called deontological ethics and consequentialist ethics.
Yes.
Some people have heard of situational ethics or utilitarian ethics. These are consequentialist schools. This is the key to how these people bring themselves to behave this way, because the clarion call of consequentialist ethics is that the ends justify the means. And this
yes.
is how they, yeah, right. And so when we want to deny a Kavanaugh presumption of innocence, when we want to deny him due process, when we want to file false allegations and have them counted, or lie to the extreme, it's because they honestly believe that their ends, which they believe to be good, justify the means. And when
the true believer philosophy, and that gets us into trouble time and time again. People who truly believe because they serve a higher purpose that the rules and laws should not apply to them.
Exactly, and this is a huge principle. This is a huge in deontological ethics. Truth matters. Principle takes precedent over passion, and that is how you keep a nation state on the rails. You start saying that the ends justify the means, and you allow for almost anything, including things like
yes.
genocide.
Yes,
so, anyway,
absolutely.
All right, that was my axe to grind, Mike. So anyway,
all right, well thanks an awful lot.
Let me get that out.
You got it, and thank you for the phone call, and thank you for the rundown. But you're absolutely right. When you get to this idea where it's okay to lie, cheat, steal, and kill because you serve a higher, more noble purpose, you're heading down a really bad, bad path. So getting on back to the hearings here, apparently one of the things that came out when Christine Ford was testifying is she claims she doesn't know what the word exculpatory means. So I wonder what her degree is in. Hawaii's Senator Mazie Hirono, who is locally becoming a huge embarrassment to us, apparently is exploiting the hearings to send out a fundraising email, because she's up for re-election on the midterms. And the email is out there saying, I am working hard to get Brett Kavanaugh, and because I'm doing that, I can't be out fundraising, so you've got to send me more money. So it's rather shameless pander there. But as a matter of fact, over at change.org, there is actually a petition out there to censure and remove Senator Mazie Hirono. And as we get closer to the midterms, I may get a little more involved with our local politics and say, you know, this kind of behavior is not acceptable. It doesn't look good for the Aloha State because you had Mazie Hirono out there just telling that men should just shut up, you know, and do the right thing. She was out there supporting this idea. There should be no presumption of innocence. She's abandoning the guiding principles of our nation in her wrath against Kavanaugh. She's trying to tell men they should not have a right to freedom of speech. So she may have a tough time getting reelected, depending upon how much election fraud we have here. All right, so moving on from that, let's talk about what is going on in the war zones. We are hearing now that Russia may have pulled a bit of a fast one, because following the shootdown of the Ilyushin 20, Russia announced they were going to be sending S-300s to Syria within 2 weeks. And it turns out they're already there. They got them on the plane that night, and they got them in there so that Israel couldn't try and interdict them and shoot them out of the air. So they're definitely moving them in there. And, of course, Israel's very angry because back in 2013, Israel had put pressure on Russia to not allow Syria to have the S-300, and Russia acceded to that. Well, Russia has now changed their mind, and they're basically building an air defense system over all of Syria now. It's going to be massive here. And the Syrian official, Syria's Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, is saying that the S-300 should give Israel pause and that they should have had it years ago. And a lot of destruction by Israel in Syria would have been avoided. Now, I don't know how much pause they're going to get, because Netanyahu is already out there saying Israel is going to continue to strike Syria despite the S-300 defenses. We don't care how many planes we lose, because the Americans are going to pay for them anyway. And I don't care how many pilots we have to lose, because it's not my rear end that's in that cockpit. So Netanyahu is talking to him. Here is the interesting comment that Netanyahu made. He is claiming that Trump has given Israel guarantees about freedom of Israeli operations in Syria. And I'm pretty sure it's not up to Trump what Israel can or cannot do in Syria. It's up to the Syrian government and their allies like Russia. And I think this point here it's a very dangerous situation, because these new S-300 missile defenses in Syria could set off a real shooting war with Israel. And Israel does have nuclear weapons. Now, of course, the political cost of using one would be enormous, because Israel still maintains nuclear ambiguity, although Netanyahu was definitely dropping hints at that speech in front of the Dimona reactor. But Israel has made a pledge that they would not be the first nation to introduce nuclear weapons to the Middle East, even though they already have them. So this thing could really get out of control. And I'm sure that Israel's government would be perfectly willing to sacrifice a few planes to get a shooting war going, which the United States would come in on. There's already an agreement between the U.S. government and the government of Israel that the U.S. government will back Israel in any war, even if Israel starts it. So we could find ourselves literally in a hot war with Russia. Not a good idea. Everybody is trying to calm things down over there. Iran has come on out and said that if Israel bombs Syria again, there will be what they describe as a regrettable reaction. And a senior Iranian military official basically came out and said, the Zionist regime is seeking to stabilize crisis. I think they meant destabilize crisis in Syria, has taken measures in direct support of terrorist groups and for hitting the Syrian army and the forces fighting against terrorism. This is coming from Ali Shamkhani, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council. And that has been the reality. Israel is bombing Syrian forces, especially around the Golan, which is an act of war. Israel's the belligerent in all of this, backed up, of course, by the United States of America. Over in Raqqa, there's been yet another mass grave of civilians killed by U.S. airstrikes found. This one was relatively small, 14 bodies. But again, civilians are dying in these war zones. Okay. Netanyahu, when he did his speech up at the United Nations, and a lot of people could have seen this coming, he immediately came on out and said, Iran has a secret atomic warehouse in Tehran. Remember when he did that thing with the cartoon bomb? So, early today, Netanyahu was speaking at the General Assembly and said Iran has a secret atomic warehouse which contains as much as 300 tons of nuclear-related material. And he held up the usual fuzzy photograph with labels all over it. And so he's back out there pushing it. Iran is going to get nukes. Iran is going to get nukes. Go kill them for us. Adding regional tensions. Apparently, the Turkish Air Force has launched a powerful attack across northern Iraq into the Kurdish zone. Apparently, they're attacking the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, in a number of regions across northern Iraq. So it was a big, big attack. Place is just rocking and rolling. Another area of tension, of course, is the Eastern Mediterranean, because there are more and more military ships starting to cluster in that area. And supposedly it's to contain Syria, to thwart Russian aggression. Nobody's really sure what's going on, but you've got the Russian ships over there. You've got warships from the standing NATO Maritime Group 2. Everybody's in there. Netherlands, Greece, the Royal Canadian Navy. There are four American Tomahawk destroyers, the USS Kearney, USS Ross, USS Winston Churchill, and USS Bulkley. And now you have, of course, the carrier strike group centered on the USS Harry S. Truman, the missile cruiser USS Normandy. And don't forget, there is that SSGN arsenal ship out there somewhere. So if somebody makes a mistake, we could see the biggest naval battle since the Jutland. Russia is beefing up their Crimean defense with another battalion of S-400s, bringing it to a total of four battalions of the advanced air defense system in the Crimean Peninsula, because that is a major strategic strong point for the military, and it is home of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Now, when the U.S. backed the overthrow of Ukraine and put in Poroshenko, the goal was that Poroshenko would tell Russia to get out of Crimea and basically kick them out of the Black Sea. That didn't happen because Crimea seceded, and that's what kicked up that whole fuss about, oh, Russia stole Crimea, they stole it, those evil, evil, evil people. So the battalion of S-400s consists of eight launchers, 112 missiles, and the command and support vehicles. And this latest one has been deployed in western Crimea. And the earlier two battalions were deployed to Feodosia and Sevastopol. So everybody is arming up here. Down in Iran, apparently Iran's government is starting to point the finger of blame at Saudi Arabia for that attack on the military parade in Khuzestan that killed 25 people and wounded allot others. And the question is being asked, is Saudi Arabia taking the war inside Iran? And that is backed up by another article that came out of Sputnik News on how Saudi Arabia has a very specific plan on how it wants to remap Iran. Now, things are going very badly in Syria. They're going very badly in Libya. They're going terrible in Afghanistan. And yet the United States and their allies are getting ready to wade into another mess in Iran. And Iran is going to be a very different kind of situation than these other little tiny, more or less helpless countries that the U.S. has been pushing around. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the Kavanaugh hearing is still going on. And the Democrats' strategy now is to basically tell Kavanaugh, well, if you're really innocent, then you should be the one calling for an FBI investigation on all of these claims. And, of course, Kavanaugh is saying, I'll do whatever the committee wants. And the FBI has already said they're not going to investigate. They've got nothing to work with. This is just the Democrats trying to delay, 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 delay. And I have a feeling this could get even uglier before it's all over. All right, moving on back to the war zone here. Hawaii's Representative Tulsi Gabbard. Boy, would I like to see her in Mazie Hirono's Senate seat. But Tulsi Gabbard and other lawmakers have introduced a bipartisan resolution that would compel the U.S. military to stop giving support for Saudi Arabia's genocidal war in Yemen. Basically, the U.S. is providing tanker support, material support, and it's a humanitarian disaster. And I think the turning point was when Saudi Arabia dropped that bomb on a school bus. But there's a lot of money tied up in there. You know, Trump administration reaffirmed its support for the illegal war, apparently because there's a $2 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia and the UAE. We're living through the nightmare that Eisenhower warned us we were going to be dealing with the military-industrial complex. Apparently, another Palestinian has been killed as Israeli troops fire on the Gaza protests. They're still going at it here. And here's another example of Israel's arrogance and disdain for the law. Israel is building a rail link, a high-speed rail link from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, that passes through parts of the occupied West Bank. And it's a $2 billion project to build this link between Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport and Jerusalem, which would basically have trains traveling at up to 100 miles an hour. And the train is going to run through parts of the occupied West Bank, such as the Palestinian village of Beit Surik. And despite the fact that the rail link will illegally use Palestinian land, Palestinians will not be allowed to use the train system. It's an Israeli-only train, just like the Israeli-only roads. A lot of people have forgotten about those. There are roads that are very nice roads built in Israel to which the Palestinians are forbidden to use. Here's an article that came out of LabourPartyMarxist.org over in Great Britain, basically saying why Israel has become a racist state. And they're talking about the basic law that was just passed in July, Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people, saying it didn't really change anything because Israel has always had one set of laws and rules for the Jewish people and another set for the Palestinian Arabs. Okay, we got to take a break here for station identification. Back with hour number two after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell Five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.